Chris Maxcraft 18 asks,
burrito or taco?
A burrito inside of a taco.
A double-decker taco from Taco Bell. It's a burrito and a taco.
I prefer burrito.
I like burritos myself.
Burrito. 100% hands down burrito.
I'm feeling burrito today. Breakfast burrito.
Now I'm hungry, thanks.
I like tacos.
Taco. You gotta have the crunchy shell, man.
Taco any day. It's easier, less messy, more sophisticated.
Tacos. I don't mean like those like Taco Bell tacos. I mean like from the corner tacos. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Tacos are good. It's easier to make. Like with the burrito, you have to make it wrap. You gotta be all fancy with it. And the taco, you just go.
Jenny loves potatoes. Me too, Jenny.
How do I get my family to be less wasteful?
If it's with clothes and stuff like that, you can give it away to charity.
Try to make them, like, not leave the water running while they brush their teeth.
Simple way to do that is tell your family you can't use any energy almost for the whole day.
Just try to make them more aware of what they're wasting. Try to make them value what they have.
Maybe recycle or have different waste bins so that they don't waste as much as whatever they're doing.
I guess micromanagement is the best way. Just stay on top of them. It's going to be a job for you, but just do that.
You have to set by example. You can't just do it by lecture.
Demonstrate from your end first and kind of educate them in each area.
You have to care enough about them and care enough about being less wasteful to make it important enough in your life to where that spills over into theirs.
Monsi Morales asks,
what do I do if I come across a velociraptor?
Call the science museum, because those are extinct.
How is that possible? There's no dinosaurs in the earth!
Run. As fast as you can.
Run. They are deadly creatures.
First of all, you Snapchat it. Second of all, you run.
Run and hide. Because there's no way you're going to be able to kill that thing.
Man, I have bad dreams about this all the time. You need to run. Run for your life. Don't look behind you.
Try and hide in behind a very heavy wooden door.
If you ever come across one, that means you're in Jurassic World. Go, like, under things where it can't really attack you.
What I would do is I would cry, but I don't suggest you do that. I don't think they respond well to tears.
Splash water in its face. Something that would stun it or hurt it.
If you can find one, take a picture of it. Put it on YouTube, for Pete's sake. You'll make $1 million. Apart from that, defend yourself. I'm not sure what a velociraptor.
Velociraptor.
Who?
Thanks for watching another episode of Advice.
Don't miss out. Subscribe.
We love answering your questions, so keep them coming.
Bye.
Bye. I'm going to go watch Pokemon. Watch out for those velociraptors, man.